Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Whiskey Wednesdays. I'm Tim with Dad Smoking Cigars, flying solo on this review. And this time, we're going to check out one that I've seen for quite some time, have wanted to try it, have wanted to check it out. So that's what I'm doing on this episode. This week's episode is going to focus on Woodford Reserve Kentucky Straight Bourbon. So without any further ado, let's pop this cork and get into it.
I do believe it's time we pour ourselves a little drink.
Alright guys, let's get this bad boy opened up because I am eager to check it out. You know, I should really start doing this whole wrapper removal thing before I actually start to record. Love that sound! Like I said, pop the cork. There's the cork. Ooh. Got a good spicy but floral smell to it. Glug, 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 glug. All right, so as I like to do each and every time we do a Whiskey Wednesday, I like to read from the bottle what the distillery was looking to accomplish, flavor notes, different things like that. So for this one, it says, the art of making fine bourbon first took place on the site on the site of the Woodford Reserve Distillery, a National Historic Landmark in 1812. The perfectly balanced taste of our Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey is comprised of more than 200 detectable flavor notes, from bold grain and wood to sweet aromatics, spice, and fruit and floral notes. So, let's see what I get. As you all stare at there. All right, here. Dad Smoking Cigars, 10-ounce insulated tumbler, dadsmokingcigars.com. Bit of a bite to it, up front at the beginning. But finishes off pretty smooth. There's some, like a, almost like a brown sugar sweetness to it. But there's definitely some bite to it. And the bite doesn't just sort of drop off right away. Ooh. Picked up a little bit of like a sweet apple on that one. That was really good. I'm picking up more flavor notes. Excuse me for a second. Just like a good, a little bit of cinnamon to it. But almost like a, of course the bottle says it, like a fruity floral, like a like a sweet apple kind of flavor note to it. That finishes off really well, and it doesn't just sort of drop off. I know sometimes you guys will have a bourbon, and you have it, and you go, oh, okay, yeah, and all that's left is sort of the warming feeling, and maybe not much flavor. This one definitely leaves you with more of that sort of, at least for me, sort of a fruitier, it's not like crazy sweet fruity, but much more of like just a nice fruity sweetness. It's not candy, it's not anything like that at all. It's not, oh my goodness, this is crazy sweet. Not like the peanut butter whiskey we had. You want to check that one out, click on the link right up there, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. But this one's really good, guys. I've heard about this one many, many times. I've seen it quite a bit. I'm going to continue on with my cigar. I'm having a Frontline Cigars. It's the Frontline Cigars company, Blue Line Toro. But Woodford Reserve, as you guys know, as I read from the back, has been around for many, 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 many years. And I've seen the bottle for a long time. I've wanted to check it out. And it's one that I could say is good. I enjoy it. Are there other bourbons that I've enjoyed more? Absolutely. But if you're looking for one that's got a good, good, nice, smooth finish to it, that also gives you a little bit of a punch, a little bit of a bite right up front, this would be a good one to try. But I picked it up at the local grocery store because I just wanted to try it out. And so I did. And I'm glad I did. Is it going to be one that I absolutely run to all the time? No. Do I enjoy it? Yes, absolutely. It's not one that's just going to sit there and collect dust on my shelf. And oh, when buddies come over, maybe I'll share it with them. But Woodford Reserve is a really good one. I enjoy it. It's I mean, like it says up here on the band, right up there, it is a truly unique proprietary batch bourbon of unparalleled quality. I feel like I'm turning something majorly around. And it's really good. This is 45.2 alcohol by volume, so it's 90.4 proof if you want to get technical about it. It is label batch 4309 and bottle number 1585. Not that any of that matters to you guys, but I'm going to read it anyways because, well, let's just, there's not much else to read. It's, yeah. So those are my thoughts on the Woodford Reserve bourbon, guys. I enjoy it. It's good. It's one that I will enjoy. But there are others, and I won't say who they are. There are others that I enjoy more. So if you're curious about Woodford Reserve, then please go check it out. If you've had Woodford Reserve, let me know what your thoughts are down in the comments, because I'd love to get your take on it. If you've had it, if there's a certain Woodford Reserve that you prefer over another, and your thoughts on it in general. So I'm Tim with Dad Smoking Cigars. This has been Whiskey Wednesday. And as always, we'll see ya.
And now your latest installment of Son of a Dad Messed Up Again.
But it's definitely, I just spit all over. Yeah, enjoy that one. I picked it up at the local grocery store. Man, I've had three swigs. And I picked it up at the grocery store. Outtakes. It is the sneeze. Woo!
And that wraps it up for this edition of
Mother
Dad Messed Up Again. Hey guys, thank you again for tuning into Dad Smoking Cigars. We really hope you enjoyed this episode.
Don't forget to check out dadsmokingcigars.com. Follow us on Instagram at dads_smoking_cigars and follow at Pacific Cigar Show. We'll see ya.